worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time. It's the best mistake ever made. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
It's the show that's filled with alternative facts, real facts, and just flat-out lies. It's a freak accident. My name is Lazy E, and I'm joined by my brute teammate, Mickey.
I'm a teammate now?
Yeah, well, we'll get into why we're using the word teammate.
Okay.
Because you now have become a teammate.
Well, yes, I have.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second, but first we want to tell you, if you want to go and visit us, you go to afreakaccident.com. Really easy to do. Everything you need about us is there. We got Facebook, all that junk, you know, that whole litany of stuff. And if you're new to the show, you can learn everything about us by hitting the podcast section. Afreakaccident.com, hit that podcast section. It's like Netflix for our show.
Kind of, yeah. You could listen to everything forever and ever and ever.
That's the goal.
It is.
In fact, you get an award if you listen to them all 100 times.
What, a free sticker?
That you do get a free sticker. And actually, you can just get a free sticker if you email us, freaks@afreakaccident.com. Give us your mailing address. We'll mail it off to you. Won't even make you pay for shipping. How cool is that? Do you know who won't be visiting our website, though?
No. Who
can turn the world? Mary Tyler Moore.
Aw, boo.
She died. I mean, 80 years old.
Okay, so she lived a long life.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like she was like a spring chicken. You know, this one guy at work told me about it, and he's very out of tune with anything before the 90s. So
okay.
He's like a true millennial.
Okay.
And what he told me, he's like, bear with me. He goes, you got to be sitting down. He goes, Mary Tyler Moore died. And immediately when he said that, I thought he said Mandy Moore. I was like, really? Mandy? And then it kind of cut. Whoop. Mary Tyler Moore. You had enough. But yeah, Mary Tyler Moore. So sad. She was with Dick Van Dyke and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, she was around that time frame.
Well, no, on her show, Dick Van Dyke, I think.
What?
I think Dick Van Dyke made some appearances on the Mary Tyler Moore show.
That's a good possibility.
I may be wrong.
I don't know. I think I only watched, like, you know, a show or two.
Well, you don't have time to watch shows. Because you are a roller derby champion.
Oh, I really hope that roller girl will be mine. She's gotta knock that jammer down.
Yeah, knock the jammers down. Are you a jammer?
I am nothing at the moment.
But you tried out for roller derby.
I did try out for roller derby, and it has kicked my butt so far.
The only experience I have with roller derby is that old TV show that they used to have. They used to have, like, Roller Jam. And it used to be a full-on thing. They even made a movie about it, I want to say, too.
Possibly?
Yeah, but it used to be on TV in the early 90s. And that's the only reason I know what a jammer is and a scorer and all that.
You know more than I do. I walked into this with no knowledge whatsoever. This was one of those, hey, come and try out and, you know, try something new. And I went, I could use something new to do. No concept of what I was getting myself into.
How much pain?
None. I am in severe pain.
It's that
hurt.
Bad.
I am what the definition of skinny fat is. You know, I do manual labor. It's all fine and dandy. I don't do push-ups every day.
You probably have
an hour worth of push-ups and crunches and whatever other bodily function thing they made me do. Not like that.
Gross.
Not like that.
What the hell are you doing? Are you sure it's roller derby? Are you not in some website?
No, it's roller derby. And it's painful. And I'm sure it's going to get worse.
Did you get hit and stuff like that?
Other than by myself because I can't keep my balance.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's
a
little rough.
So you didn't get roughed up by somebody?
No, they don't get into that in the first couple months. You just do a lot of practicing.
Well, you know, I brought it up when you first told me about this earlier this week. I told my friends, and I was at bowling, and I'm like, you know, this one girl who does the podcast with me, she's joining roller derby.
The only girl that does the podcast.
Well, again, like we said last week, questionable on my part.
This is true.
Hey, thanks. But they're like, so does she look like a roller derby girl? I'm like, no, she doesn't look like it. You can go to a freakaccent.com, check her out. It's not, you don't look like you belong in roller derby.
I think when my head was shaved, I probably looked a little bit more like it. But we're not there anymore. I'm not allowed to do that anymore because of work.
Oh, so.
But I do have to say and give a shout out to the Citizen's Voice Jumpstart. Because yeah. The girl who wrote our article at the beginning of the year, which you can check out at the Citizen's Voice, she's there.
Oh, really?
She's trying out. Yeah.
A little shout out, 88.5 King's College Radio. You guys know who they are. And anybody in the Scranton-Wilkes-Barre area. If you're not, too bad. but, yeah, no, that's awesome, though. When's your first game?
Their first game is in April. Which I don't believe is local. Well, it's local, but it's not, like, local to the Wilkes-Barre area.
Yeah.
But we don't get to be in a game until we're, like, ready. So it's kind of nice. I don't have to, like, you know. Yeah. No, it's good for me because that means, you know, I'm not going to be, in pain forever.
I what's the name of your team? Because I want to hear something like, ooh, like, ah.
They
like,
are the Roller Radicals.
That's kind of corny.
They're a mix between two other teams from our area, which I guess
dissipated,
and they became a new team.
Like, I was expecting, like, the Beast from the Northeast or something like that.
I'm sure we could create one somewhere down the line.
Or something totally off the kilter, like the Fuzzy Bunnies, so they didn't expect it to happen. Anyways, hopefully you don't get injured, because we can't lose somebody else right now.
Well, I can... I think I'm going to get more injured with my microphone falling down today.
Yeah, you're kind of tilted to the side now.
We're making this work. We're making this work.
Yeah. Well, at least, you could go to chiropractor.
If I get injured, though, I can still do the podcast because it only involves me sitting and talking.
Especially if your neck breaks because it's at that tilt right now. So you can just be like, hey, it's a freak act. I don't know why you talk like that.
Do you want me to talk upside down?
Oh, that would be awesome. Can you pull that off?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't bend that far.
You know what? We'll take a picture for that for our Instagram page.
Fantastic. I will look like a fool as always.
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. On the show today, we're going to do one of a fan favorite. It's a news update. It's where we go down a litany of stories. Everything happening this week in rapid fire form. Some of the things going on. Star Wars, name of the new movie. But people are freaking out for the wrong reason. And actually, Mark Hamill freaked out, but it was kind of because of the name, but it's weird.
Does it really need a name?
No, it'd probably sell either way. And also, radio stations are standing up to Madonna.
Woohoo.
Well, that's all coming up in the news update. Also, following that, we have we teased this last week, the Maid of Dishonor.
I can't wait to hear this.
You think the easiest thing in the world is to pick a maid of honor? Not in this case. Also, we're going to continue giving you a girl and guy's perspective. A guy and girl's perspective, whatever you want to call it. You email us, freaks@freakaccent.com. We solve your problems.
It should be a freak accident's perspective.
No, because we're a girl and a guy. Stop it! We already branded it. It's done. We have so many sponsors. Like, And finally, a man who's on a documentary about transgenders. And you think that's what we'd be talking about, but no. He has something going on in his life that's... Just wait. It's weird. It's weird.
It's really weird.
And finally, we'll finish things out with football almost over. This is your moment, Mickey. It's almost there.
I thought it was over last week.
That's all coming up on this episode of A Freak Accident.
Even when the podcast is over, the show never ends. Join us on social media, where A Freak Accident continues all day, every day. Visit AFreakAccident.com and click on Connect.
News update.
This is it. The news update. Rapid fire stories kicking off with this. Star Wars. Star Wars 8. Mickey, I know you're excited.
I am not.
Star Wars 8 has revealed the name.
It's not Star Wars 8?
What's Star Wars 8? Have you heard the actual name?
No, because I figured it was just Star Wars 8.
It is Star Wars 8, The Last Jedi.
Didn't they already do that?
Return of the Jedi.
Alright, same thing.
No, it isn't. It's completely... That's a different name. That's a completely different name. No, but it's called The Last Jedi. And a lot of people are freaking out. They're thinking, well, last? Does that mean everybody's going to die?
Zombie apocalypse?
No. Here's the thing. Last Jedi. Jedi is also the plural form of Jedi. So
okay.
It's multiple Last Jedi.
Okay.
You know, like octopi? That's my favorite one. I wish everyone ended in an I. Like instead of mice, it would be my. Oh, there's some my running around here. Mouse eye could work. I don't know. But Mark Hamill plays Luke. You know that. He plays Luke Skywalker.
Sure.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous. Anyways, he was mad when he first learned of the name, but it was for a completely different reason.
He told me that when we were making the movie, and I said, don't tell me these things. I talk in my sleep. They have us so jacked up with paranoia over leaks.
Right.
But that's the way of the world. It's funny because, you know, back when we were making the original, nobody cared.
If you've ever seen the trailer for the original, like, Star Wars movie.
Okay.
A New Hope. It was bad. So that's why there was no hype. And also, there was no internet.
Well, yeah.
And no one could leak movies like they do right now.
So what was his problem?
He didn't want to know the name of the movie because he was so afraid because he talks
in
his
sleep.
Oh, he might
just
yeah.
say it out loud. Gotcha.
And he might let it leak and then he's in trouble and then who knows, they might kill him off. But although Carrie Fisher kind of secured his job for a little bit longer. It's true. She's in this movie, though. They already filmed it.
Yay, CGI?
No. They've already filmed it.
They actually filmed it. Okay.
Yeah. They said they won't CGI her.
Oh.
They said they will not do that. But will it be good enough to get them an Oscar? Yes! The Oscars, everyone! I know everyone cares so much.
Nope, we do not.
No, it's a bunch of movies usually that...
Nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah, nobody's ever seen. A couple interesting notes. Suicide Squad got more nominations than Deadpool.
Okay.
I'm actually kind of shocked either of them got it, because it seems like the Oscars don't want to give action movies crap besides Best Action Movie.
Right.
But, maybe because Deadpool has, like, the ultimate double against them at the Oscars. Not only is it an action movie, but it's also a comedy.
Okay,
which
yeah.
Which never works. Never works. The big one taking home stuff. Have you heard the movie La La Land?
No, but I saw Facebook posts about it. An actress made this movie, right? She directed it?
Yeah. There was an actor. There's actually a lady near us.
Okay.
That has something to do with this. But regardless, 14 nominations. This
wow.
has Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling. God,
right. Didn't Emma Stone... Emma Stone's the director for
it. I think
it
so.
Well.
I think
okay.
so. Yeah. That I couldn't think of her name at first. Man, Ryan Gosling. He is a stud.
Sure.
He gives...
Are you man-crushing right
Ryan,
now?
Yeah, Ryan Reynolds, he gives him a run for his money.
Oy.
He is. He's a studly man.
Okay.
Come on.
I could care less.
You know what he looks like.
Sort of, yes.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Okay.
Well, it's kind of like a throwback movie. A throwback movie to old-time Hollywood. It's very, if you watch the trailer, it reminds you of a Humphrey Bogart-type movie.
Okay.
It's very much in that style. It's a love story. They both lose their job. She's an actress or singer, and he plays piano in like a bar area. It's very much that. And even the style of the talking and the cadence, it has that 1920s type of feel.
Okay.
I heard it's overrated, but 14 nominations, it actually ties the record for most nominations with Titanic.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, obviously.
It's pretty nifty.
Hopefully it has a better ending than Titanic. Saturday Night Live, everyone! A show no one really watches anymore. I don't know many people that watch Saturday Night Live anymore.
I don't either.
But they're one writer, Katie Rich, got in a little bit of trouble.
I think a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you know, there's one thing I say in politics. You can make fun of the person. Hell, maybe go after the wife, the first lady,
yeah.
or whoever, you know, governor's wife or whatever like that. Maybe they deserve it. But a kid?
No.
And the things he was getting criticized for was because he was playing with his baby cousin or something. Whatever that baby was. He was a relative of his. He was getting a lot of flack for that. They're saying he was weird. Well, yeah, you set a kid that young in that type of a setting, an inauguration?
Right.
A little weird.
Yeah.
It's not normal life. I mean, granted, he's Donald Trump's son. Nothing was really normal. But Katie Rich sent out this tweet on Friday, last Friday. Barron will be this country's first homeschool shooter.
Yeah.
Basically saying he's going to kill his family.
Or commit suicide.
What, or both.
Yeah.
What in the right mind? Where in that moment did she say,
this is a good idea?
Let's send that tweet.
Yeah.
And not only that, I'm not saying that's good for anybody to do, but someone on a high profile, you have a verified Twitter, you watch what you say.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, the sad thing is, I mean, obviously she got lambasted on social media.
Mm-hmm.
But Saturday Night Live is only meeting people in the middle and only suspending her.
No.
It's not like a fun joke.
No.
This is, you're talking about the kid's going to murder people. You're making fun of mental illness at this point.
Yeah.
I think it's time to say goodbye to Katie Rich. That's just my idea.
Well, we'll see how it goes over the next couple months.
True, suspensions sometimes turn into goodbye.
Uh-huh.
So that it depends how much it calms down. It might calm down, I'm not sure. But I do know someone else decided to make a brash statement, but this person did it in person.
When you call my name, it's like a little prayer.
The singing doesn't end just because Crisco's in here.
I wanna take you there.
Madonna.
I am so sorry for everybody that just had to hear that.
She's the queen of pop. Nothing could go wrong with her, right? She was part of that. She ended up showing up at that women's march last
week.
Regardless of what you think of it. They wanted to make a message. This isn't the first year. It's just the first year people actually paid attention to it.
Well, right.
But the big problem was, I found there was two things. We'll get to Madonna in a second. She's the big one. But one of the things I found, it seems like everybody was too busy making funny signs and slang and like in sayings that it took away from their message.
They had a message to begin with?
Exactly.
My sister and I talked about this on Facebook because she was just as confused as I was. It was hysterical.
No one knows what's happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, and I think it has a lot to do with, hey, look at this funny sign. That's all I saw on Facebook. I knew a couple people that went down there.
Yeah.
Funny sign here, funny sign there. You had a huge turnout. You could have made an impact with a message. Because in reality, what they did was a peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. You're right.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have the right to protest. But, like, you ruined it, kind of. And then Madonna, which the main subject of this, goes up, shows up there, could have been a big impact.
Absolutely.
Madonna, the queen of pop, one of the most historical singers of all time. But instead, on CNN, she let a lot of F-bombs drop.
And to our detractors that insist that this march will never add up to anything, fuck you.
That ended up on CNN. You've already taken away, you can't speak correctly. You can't be mature. And that's why a message was lost right there.
Oh, yeah.
But some people would say, well, she used it to make a powerful point. She said it a bunch of times.
You can make a powerful statement by just talking like a normal human being and not swearing.
But if she ended at that, I think it would have been neither here nor there. It would have ended up on TV. Yes, CNN's kind of mad about it.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't have been that bad until she started saying this.
Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Blowing up the White House.
Because that's going to solve a whole bunch of problems.
She's right now. They're contemplating investigating her.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. You make a threat like that?
Yeah. Do I think she's actually going to blow up the White House? No, it doesn't mean you should say it.
Right, exactly.
But Madonna said that it was taken out of context.
No?
She says, I'm not a violent person. I do not promote violence. And it's important people hear and understand my speech in its entirety instead of that phrase taken out of context. It wasn't taken out of context. We just heard it.
Yeah, you said it.
I think I know what she meant. she meant, like, blow up the White House as in change it. Like blow up the whole infrastructure and rebuild it. In a metaphorical type of way. But
no.
I'm just taking a guess on what she may have meant. I have no idea what she actually meant. But regardless, I mean, way to take a powerful moment, or what could have been a powerful moment, and killing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You destroyed it. And this all leads up to, all these Trump stuff leads up to a book coming back to popularity.
Dear the Savage Show, well, I'm
1984, George Orwell, Orwell, right?
Yeah.
George Orwell. I'm not a very smart man. He came out 68 years ago. 68 years ago.
That's a long time.
Hit number one on Amazon this week.
Why?
Why do you think? What is? It's about Big Brother. It's about the world.
Yeah, that's true.
And
it's
with the whole Trump thing. And now the Penguin Publishing is reaping all the benefits. They're the only one, they're the only company that I think is going, good job, Trump. You can suck all you want. We're making a lot of money. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to suck. I don't want to get...
Yeah, let's not get political.
Yeah.
Not doing it.
But, yeah, so at least someone benefited from all these problems.
Yeah, fantastic.
My smiley should be make you find out. Because I just saw your naked picture on the internet.
Mickey, you remember the Fappening, right?
Uh-huh.
Very clever name for the whole deal.
Yes, it was.
That was the melon farmers, in case you were wondering. In case you want to pick that track up.
Song for everything.
Yeah, really. Well, if you don't know what the Fappening was, it was when a 30 celebrities had nude photos released.
Right.
And it was a big deal. I mean, they weren't like little celebrities. It was Jennifer Lawrence, for God's sake.
Mm-hmm.
She had kind of a big role with the Hunger Games.
No.
Yeah. And X-Men and everything else that she does.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You're being sarcastic.
No, you don't say.
Do you know who invented sarcasm?
No.
I did. But I...
So we covered this way back when this first happened.
This was before this podcast. It was in our original podcast.
You're right.
This is 2013, baby. But they caught the guy. They caught the guy shortly after. It wasn't too long after. He's from Chicago. His name's Edward Mayerchik. I actually looked that up. I may not have said the last part, but it's close enough. He got caught, and finally, they sentenced him. Felony computer hacking charges.
Fair enough.
So, did you see how long he's in jail for? Don't say it, but did you see?
No.
How much jail time do you think you'd get for felony charges on, like, computer hacking? A personal information.
Maybe like 9 years.
Close.
Okay.
9 months.
Yeah, that's not close.
He got 9 months. You got the nine, right? 9 months in prison.
Okay.
That seems a little light, don't you think?
Depending on what the actual situation was.
Would it change the opinion or make you understand a little bit more when you find out his parents were two cops?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's just, I'm not saying that is the reason.
Yeah, but that may play into it.
Yeah, that's a great way to teach those hackers. Let's tell them, 9 months in prison, but you could ruin people's lives. Jennifer Lawrence had anxiety, rightfully so.
Yeah.
I mean, she went through something pretty damn devastating.
It's never fun when somebody hacks into your personal files.
And especially when they include nude kids, people listening on King's College Radio. Never send nude photos on a phone. Just never do it.
Or anywhere.
Yeah, anywhere. I don't care if it's your boyfriend. Guess what? That boyfriend leaves you. It's heading out.
Yeah.
Or it could get hacked out like it did right there. Anyways. Wow. 9 months. I can't believe that. Anyways, we teased this last week. I know you're interested, Mickey.
I am very interested.
It is the Maid of Dishonor.
Bum, bum, bum.
Here's what listeners are saying about a freak accident.
It's the best show ever.
Whether those listeners are our moms or not is totally not important.
Oh, weddings. I don't think I've ever been at one where I was a legal age, like of any kind, not drinking or 18.
Well, that's no fun.
Have you?
Yeah, but it wasn't fun anyways because it was a wedding.
Yeah, well, the wedding's not fun. It's the after party that's usually the boss.
Right.
Unless they have a cash bar. Listen, if you're getting married...
pay up.
Yeah, these people are spending their time taking off days, and they're giving you presents. Fork up for the cash bar isn't that much either.
No.
It's like $500. I remember when I... You know that whole situation.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Thank God that didn't go down.
You can forget it now.
I would need that whole cash bar if that would have happened. My God. Anyways, one of the things that should be easy in a wedding is picking a maid of honor, wouldn't you say?
No.
I'm talking about if you had a sister or an absolute best friend.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough.
You know, I know there's people that have, I have 5 best friends. I'm talking about people that, you know, have a best friend, like, you're only supposed to have one. That's why it's called best friend.
Right, yeah.
And you're only, you know, if you have a brother or, a sister. Or a brother, hey, it's 2017.
Yep.
Were you ever a maid of honor?
Nope.
Nope. How about if your sister gets married, do you think you'll be a maid of honor?
I hope not. I hope she's not that dumb.
Oh, that would be great. I would love to see it. Just the picture of you having to dress up like those really awful dresses.
Yeah, no.
That would be great. Well, Brian and Jennifer Butler will never forget their wedding day, and it had a lot to do with their maid of honor.
Okay.
Her name's Amanda Willis, and she took away a lot of focus from them. You know, it wasn't during the wedding. They were all fine during the wedding.
Okay.
All right. But what did I say you should do at a wedding? What did I just say that you have to do? Don't go the other way. What should you have at your reception?
A cash bar. Or not a cash bar.
Not
or
a
yeah,
cash bar.
Whatever.
Yeah. Well, they did not have a cash bar, I can tell you that. Because the Butlers of Charlotte County, Florida, say that Willis behaved herself during the wedding. It was during the cake ceremony that takes place at the reception. And the first dance. Supposed to be the moment that everybody remembers. Those two moments are one of the most special moments of the wedding. And while that was happening, Amanda decided to have a drink. Mickey, how much would you say is too much to drink?
Depends on the person, but usually after 2 is too much to drink.
What would you say about a bottle of Fireball?
The whole bottle.
The whole bottle.
Like one of the small ones or big one? Because they make them in different sizes.
It says an entire bottle either way. An entire bottle. That's what Amanda Willis did. And if you see a picture of her, she's not...
She looks like she did a whole bottle?
No, I'm not talking about then, but she doesn't look like a type that could... This is going to sound mean. She doesn't look like a hoss and can handle it.
Okay.
But even if you're bigger, I mean, or you're an experienced drinker, a bottle?
Yeah, that's rough.
That takes, you need
and
a
Fireball,
lot.
Like, that's rough.
I mean, I love Fireball, but my God. Well, what happened was, first Willis, after drinking that, obviously, allegedly took the groom's car keys from his pocket.
Okay.
You could kind of see where this is going, right?
Yeah.
She took his car. She attempted to drive away.
During the wedding ceremony. Or during the...
The cake and the first dance.
Okay.
Attempted to drive away. So you're already ruining the moment because obviously they noticed this.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how she took it from the pocket. That's pretty stealth. For being under Fireball, I would have been
Well, was it in his pants pocket or like his jacket that he probably took off?
Good point. It doesn't really specify in that.
Okay.
Because I was going to say, if I drink 5 drinks, I'd be going up and going, I'm going to go get that out of the... and I'd just hit the ground. I'd be dead. There's no way I could do that stealthily.
Okay.
So, she attempts to drive away. Well, the husband, the new husband, the one who's marrying into this girl that has these friends, decides to try to stop her. Guess what happened, Mickey?
He got run over.
Yep.
Awesome.
She ran him over.
That's a true friend right there.
I mean, like, are you kidding me? Then, guess this. So the other guests wrestle her out of the car and are back in the reception, okay? I mean, he got hit by the car. He's fine.
Oh, okay.
He's fine. She went back in, and they let her back in. Crazy. And then she grabbed a big bottle of Captain Morgan and just guzzled it. Amanda's not going to be a maid of honor anytime soon because she in jail.
Yeah.
Like, for a long time. She's... Are you kidding me?
What is wrong with people?
Who would you pick if you had to pick a maid of honor right now? Like, if you and Murderer got married?
That's not going to happen.
Doesn't matter. Who would you pick? Hypothetical.
I have no friends.
Would you pick your sister?
No.
Why not?
No, that's an awful idea. Have you met my sister? You haven't met my sister. Yeah, that's a bad idea, people.
Do you know, like, is she the type of person that would do that kind of thing?
I don't think so.
Like, would she at least, would she
I just don't think she would show up.
Would she get obliterated drunk?
No.
No?
Maybe.
How old is she?
25?
Yeah, she'd get obliterated drunk. Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
Glad to see she's going to be your maid of honor. As a groomsman, I know, I have friends that drink. I have friends that drink a lot. Do I have friends that I think would do that? No.
Well, that's good.
No. So, moral of the story, if you're picking a maid of honor, make sure they don't have alcohol dependency.
If you need to listen to a freak accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
Anything you can do, I can do better. I can do anything better than you.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
It doesn't translate now, does it?
No.
It kind of sounds, sexist? Kind of like the man's about to be a little abusive on her, like...
Possibly.
Like back on the, what was the Honeymooners? Go to the moon, Alice. I'm going to say, right to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
That was spousal abuse. So that's kind of in this generation.
They want equal rights, take a left.
Oh, whoa. No. My God. Well.
It's coming from my mouth. It's fine.
So you can tell where this is going to go. It's a girls and guys perspective. We did this last week on the show. And basically what we do is you ask us a question, whether it's on our Facebook page or you can email it to us, freaks@afreakaccent.com. And we give you a girls and guys perspective. Will it be the stereotyped answer? Obviously, as you saw right there, or heard right there, obviously not.
Never.
But you just endorsed it.
It's okay.
Spousal abuse.
It's fine.
No, that's not. That was Mickey. Mickey@afreakaccident.com. So we got some questions this week. They're interesting.
Oh, boy.
They're not chicken and the egg interesting like last week. But they're interesting.
Okay, what do we got?
We'll start with Sarah. She says, long story short, that always means it's not short.
Of course not. All right.
I caught my guy looking at porn.
Okay.
And this is her continuing. I'm not sure if I really have a problem with that. It's more so that he lied when I approached him about it before. Should I break up with him? The girl's perspective.
If he's lying about, like, if you asked him, you know, are you looking at porn? Do you watch porn? Are you into porn? And he straight out just tells you, no, I don't do that. And then later on down the road, you find out that he does. Okay. Maybe he was a little embarrassed. I wouldn't exactly go straight for, let me break up with him. But I mean, if there's other things going on in the relationship where he's lying all the time and you're finding these out, well then yes, that's grounds for, you know, a breakup. Or, you know, you just don't want to be with him anymore to begin with, so just break up with him.
I was going to kind of go that route if you're already thinking about it, but let's say she wants to stay with him. It sounds like she wants to. She asked him about it, which sounds like if he would have answered, this wouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
Well, I mean, they probably would have had a talk about it.
You would hope there'd be some communication.
It doesn't sound like she likes it. Likes that he likes it, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you break up with him? No. Unless, like you said, the lying gets a little deeper. But you can't judge him lying about specifically this and say everything is a lie. Because that's a pretty embarrassing admission.
Yeah, and I mean, if you're fresh to a relationship, that's like, that it is, it's embarrassing. You're like, well, do I tell this person? Are they going to be comfortable if I tell them? Are they going to, you know, wring my neck if I tell them? I don't know. So he finally comes out, whether you found it or whether, you know, he finally told you.
And it's not the best, like, first go at the truth. Like, it's like, if you say, hey, do you smoke? Okay, that's a truth you could probably tell, because that's kind of common now.
I think you would kind of know if somebody smoked or drank. You stink.
But
like,
okay. Do you like to go out and party? That's a truth you probably should say, and it's okay to say.
Yeah.
Porn?
It's a little more personal.
Yeah,
it's intimate with your right or left hand.
Oh, my God. Hopefully the kids weren't listening to that one.
Anyways, yeah, we're talking about porn here.
We're talking about chess. We're talking about chess. Sarah, keep them, but tread lightly. I think that's what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
See if there's any more. Let's move on. We got Nikki. Nikki has a problem, and we gonna solve it.
Oh, boy.
Yo, you got a problem. Oh, no, because you have a problem. Yo, we'll solve it. That's normally Crisco's part.
It's Can't help you. Sorry.
Girls and guys perspective. All right. Nikki says, my new boss is just unbearable. I know the simple answer is to find a new job, but I absolutely love what I do. So what should I do? I could start off here. If you love what you do, I guess it's kind of one of those things, do you love the place or do you love what you do? Because usually there's more than one place that does something. There's not monopolies.
Right.
You could find it. I mean, I guess there's ideal situations. Like, it might be closer to live. If it's the case where you could find another job near you, that you love what you do and it's just what you do, go, leave. If it's just the boss and there's no way out of it and that's the job you want, I say deal with it.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same side of the fence there, where if you're at a job that is specific to what you love to do and there's nothing else in the area, find a way to maybe work with your boss. Like, find the niches where you're comfortable with them and kind of progress that way so he can become, or she can become, bearable.
Well, let's go back to Sarah's question. Is it okay to go to the boss and be truthful about it? Say, listen, I'm taking you as a jerk.
Yeah, absolutely.
You think
I've definitely gone to bosses that I have had headaches with, that, you know, we just butt heads because we're on the same playing field trying to do the same thing and we're just not finding that common ground. And I finally just go, listen, we need to have a talk. We need to sit down. We need to make this work. I enjoy my job. You obviously like yours. Where can we find middle ground that we can work together and not want to kill each other?
I had a moment like that when I worked at Turkey, at the gas station, Turkey Hill, for people in the Northeast.
And again.
second week in a row. But it was where this boss, I mean, he was a jerk, and specifically to me. I didn't do anything.
Well, you were just you.
Thanks. The love is here. The love is here. Is there a question about what should I do if the podcast people are bad? No?
Okay. No, there's not.
But I didn't do it in the right way. I did it in the right way. I basically, behind his back, I called corporate.
Well, that would be not doing it the right way, but okay.
And then he got fired.
Oh.
And then I quit.
Oh, jeez.
So I went down with a blaze of glory. I knew I was leaving at that point, but he was such a jerk. He kind of looked like The Rock, which kind of made me mad at The Rock for a long time. I had some issues to work out with Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Apparently.
Yeah. So Nikki, guess it's situational. If you listen to what we said, situational.
Yeah.
Personally, job market's not that great. Maybe we should just keep it either way.
It's a paycheck.
Yeah, it's a paycheck. Gut it through until you get another job. That's the important thing. Wait until you have another job first.
Absolutely.
If you're going to go the quitting route. Finally, we have one from Brian. We have a guy.
Yay!
See, now we're getting a mix. And you can email these questions. Again, at freaks@afreakaccident.com. Emails questions. We'll answer them every single week. Or until we don't get questions. Brian, a little lengthy. He's kind of the short, long story short type of guy. Okay. I'm kind of in a big bind. He says, I got married over the winter. things just didn't work out. Shout out, Brian. I know what that's like. The problem is, a lot of the guests want their gifts back, which I have no problem doing, but my ex took them all and isn't speaking to me anymore. Like, text, anything, will not communicate. I can't just buy all that back because, like, buy all the stuff for those people because, well, money isn't that great. But I also don't want those people to stop talking to me.
Definitely think this is where a lawyer would come in handy.
Yeah. But I think he's looking for a simpler solution.
I don't think there is a simpler solution unless you want to, like, go track her down and find the stuff and steal it back and pass it out to all the old guests.
Honestly, it sounds like Brian, at least from the guy's perspective here, it sounds like, because it's probably dudes he's talking about because dudes are usually the ones that want stuff back.
Well, sure.
If they're your dudes, if it's their her friends, let them deal with it because that's her friends.
No, absolutely.
Yeah, but I'm guessing he's talking about his friends because the other ones probably don't talk to him if the girl's not talking
to
him.
Yeah.
Talk to your friends about it because it doesn't sound like you did.
Yeah. Because yeah, let them know what's going on.
Dudes usually can understand. They can commiserate with this kind of thing.
Which is unfortunate, but it happens.
Oh, it happens a lot. 50% of marriages. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'd say, Brian. If you have a question for a girls and guys perspective, again, you can email us freaks@afreakaccent.com. Coming up next, this is weird. This guy is a transgender. Whether you think that's wrong, right, whatever, that's not the weird part. And I think a documentary missed a golden opportunity. We'll talk about that next.
A freak accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
I'm a weirdo. Yeah, I'm a weirdo. People looking at me crazy. I don't care, though.
We all know weird people.
Yes, we do.
Gotta love Andy Samberg. This, I want to preface it this. You have to listen to the whole reason we were saying this guy's a weirdo first.
Yeah.
Because when we first say something, I know we're going to get those emails that say, you're being insensitive. You don't understand life. This isn't what this is about. We're not getting into what. Well, let's just get into this. Daily Extra has showed a clip of a documentary. It's going to be about transgenders and how they live life. And they talked to this one dude. All right. His name is Stefan Key. Formerly Paul Walchick.
We'll go with it.
What happened to Smith and John?
They're gone.
All that? No, that's all gone. Well, they decided to talk to the guy about being a transgender.
She said, stop being trans or leave. So that, to me, stop being trans isn't something I could do. It'd be like telling me to stop being, you know.
He's talking about his parents, by the way, just in case you weren't wondering.
6'2", and I was who I was. I was trans before we married. It floored me, it scared me, because I didn't know how to not be trans.
Sad story. His family doesn't accept him.
Yeah.
You know, again, whether you think that or not, just imagine you agree with transgender or not, your family disowned you. That's really sucks. But there's something that you couldn't watch this video without getting a little distracted. All right, Mickey.
Is it the bow tie?
He had some interesting garb on that. He was dressed like a baby.
Yeah, pretty much.
He's dressed like a baby. Now you think, hold the phone. This is the story, right here. This is the story. But they kind of just went over it like it was normal.
I have a mummy and daddy, an adopted mummy and daddy, who are totally comfortable with me being a little girl, and their children and their grandchildren are totally supportive.
Mickey?
Yes?
We have two problems here. First of all, again, transgender, that's been done. We've seen documentaries. Bruce Jenner, all over TV.
Yeah.
Transgender that dresses like a baby? That's the money. That's the moneymaker right there. Why? And again, there, you saw the video. You could see the video at afreakaccent.com. It's like a non-thought in this trailer or in this teaser clip. And it doesn't sound like they really talk about it.
Well, they talk about it. They talk about it like it's normal, which I guess is the point they're trying to get across, that it should be normal.
To act like you're six?
Yeah.
I'm mentally six, but I don't dress like a baby.
All I could think of were all the millennials.
Yeah.
Her youngest granddaughter, we have a great time. And we color, we do kids stuff. It's called play therapy. No medication, no suicide thoughts. And I just get to play.
I think you need to go to real therapy, dude.
There's nothing wrong with play therapy. That's okay.
Not when you're dressed like a six-year-old.
Right.
And then, what's wrong with those adopted parents? That's sick.
I feel like the story gets weirder, though.
Oh, it gets weirder. This is when he talked to the Blaze. This wasn't in the actual video itself.
Yeah.
He talked to the Blaze. He has a relationship with his adopted father.
Right.
Is this Jerry Springer's world now?
Possibly.
And again, it's fine. The transgender thing, whatever. Whatever. You want to do what you want with you do with your body. That's an issue. You think you're a six-year-old? You need help.
Do you remember when they used to do like the, well, I'm sure it still goes on, but you don't hear about it anymore because it's normal where people have, they dress like babies.
There's all sorts of things. There's things like if you're a furry and all that junk.
Right, so I feel like this may just fall into that category. And somebody just brought it to the limelight.
He actually thinks, he said that if I'm 6 years old, I don't have to think about adult stuff. That's not how you fix a problem. You know?
It's the way he's fixing it.
No, that's he's not fixing it. That's it's kind of like if someone said you had a problem in school, and instead you went out and played, and you didn't get grounded, or you didn't go to a recess, or you didn't get spanked, or anything like that. It masks the problem.
I wasn't saying it was right or wrong, but that's just the way he's handling it.
It's like the guy who's overweight knows he's obese, and decides, well, I'm going to eat a pizza to just forget about it for a while.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, this is going to come back at this guy. You know it is.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
And he's going to have a major breakdown.
But these were the choices that he made. And so he's dealt with it. It just got brought to the limelight.
You know, we want to know what you think about this. Freaks@afreakaccident.com. Wow. That's just... You know, one thing I did hear, they didn't include it in the documentary, but a radio station emailed or interviewed the guy.
Okay.
And they asked him what his favorite song was, and he said, a goo goo goo, a ga ga ga.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
It's once again time to fire up the Crisco Botic. See, we don't even need Crisco in the studio anymore. We have an all-time company. No, we need him. But for simple things like this, like when we do football, I can't do this by myself. That's why I'm so happy we have the Crisco Botic. You see? Now you don't have to do it. You
I never did it anyways.
Yeah, but you would have had to do it if I was here. If it was just me and you.
Nope.
Football happened this weekend. It was the championship rounds. Now, Mickey, I know you don't know much about football. These are supposed to be the best of the best games. They were not.
I was getting that from your announcing.
They were not. They, the Packers, Falcons whooped them. 44 to 21.
Yeah, it's a little rough.
Aaron Rodgers looked like a fool. I mean, to be fair, Matt Ryan, you don't understand. He plays like Tom Brady did when he's on fire.
Okay.
He did not miss. And the catches Julio Jones made, Mohamed Sanu, they were on a different level. They were on a different level, and they're now my favorite team to win.
Oh, jeez.
Because the other game is the Steelers and the Patriots. Come on. I can't like either of those teams. I hate the Steelers.
No, I know that.
I hate the Steelers because I'm a Bengals.
And everybody hates the Patriots.
Except if you're in New England.
Well, yeah.
You probably have family that likes the Patriots.
Oh, but of course.
Of course you do. Well, they got blown out. I mean, the Patriots did what the Falcons did to the Packers. 36-17.
Yeah, so my prognostication was way wrong.
It all went wrong. Yeah, it was. Big time. It all went wrong when Le'Veon Bell, the guy who's always out, he can never finish a season, the running back for the Steelers, he went out.
Oh.
Pulled his groin.
Oh, shit.
Pulled his groin. And now they're saying it's something else, but it's hamstring, but originally it said pulled groin.
So he's just falling apart is what you're telling me.
He's a drug user. Probably the drugs are playing a part into this.
Yeah.
Probably, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if he's on drugs. Allegedly, no. That's why they're not giving him a contract next year. They're giving him a franchise tag. It's 1 year, and he gets an average pay, which is really good, but he doesn't have a guaranteed contract now.
Yeah.
So they got blown out, and that's where it all went wrong. Everything fell apart. And that caused Ben Roethlisberger to get a little wondering about his future.
Here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
You're not going to the Super Bowl. You might not be going to for a long time. When talking about his future, Ben Roethlisberger, you know Big Ben Roethlisberger,
right?
Guy got in trouble for with girls.
Yeah.
He's saying he doesn't know if he wants to continue. He doesn't know if he's going to continue with. He has 3 years left on his contract. He's mid-30s, 33, 34.
But they always find a way out of their contract, whether they're supposed to be.
He's going to lose a lot of money. He could leave.
Yeah,
you could always leave. You could always retire. But he's going to lose a buttload of money in this one. That's pretty much a fact.
Okay.
If he did leave. What I think it is, I think it's emotional.
He's crying over the Steelers?
Well, you got to understand, beginning of this season, the Steelers had, on paper, and what they've seen in the past with all these people playing, the perfect team. This was their year. This was the year they were going to win the Super Bowl. Everybody was saying it.
Says the numbers on the paper.
Says that, exactly. Yeah. No, you're right. But even going with the season, they were playing out of their mind. Through the playoffs, they were playing out of their mind until this game.
They blew it.
But that's why I think mentally in his head, I think Ben's looking and he's like, that door's closing. 33-34 in football with the way he gets hit.
Yeah.
Ben Roethlisberger, he does not play like normal sit back and wait to throw. He takes some hits and his offensive line isn't that good. So he's been taking a lot of hits. I think he's starting to think, my family, could have probably thought of that before when he was in that bar with the girl. He's probably thinking, am I going to be able to think correctly anymore? Am I going to shoot myself like a lot of football players are doing because of the CTE?
Yeah.
The CTE. Is it worth it if their team keeps falling apart? Should he just end it now? He has two Super Bowls. Tell me what you do, Mickey. He has two Super Bowl wins. He hasn't been an MVP of one, but he's won two Super Bowls, and he's a lock for the Hall of Fame. What do you have to prove?
Yeah, that's true.
The only thing that I could think of that would make him really, really want to stay is the fact that he's a Steeler for life. So I don't think he wants to let down...
Teamwork!
Well, not so much the teamwork thing. More so the fact that they don't have a backup, a sufficient backup. They have Landry Jones, who is not a sufficient backup quarterback.
Yeah.
So I think he doesn't want to leave them high and dry. Like, hey guys, see ya. This is what Brett Favre did for years.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm leaving. I'm back. I'm leaving. I'm back. This also might
be... The guilt gets to them.
Yeah, or it might be a bargaining chip.
Oh, that's true.
Get me more parts around me to help me, and I will come back to help you out.
Yeah.
So now the Super Bowl is set. We got the Falcons. We've got the Patriots. It happened February 5th. It is not this weekend. They give you a nice 2-week wait.
Yay, no football for 2 weeks.
No, this weekend is the most important game of the entire year. It's the Pro Bowl.
Ugh.
The Pro Bowl.
Ugh.
The only good thing about this Pro Bowl, and I think it might be happening Thursday, so you may be listening to this starting over. Yeah. I think it's happening. It might be happening, I think, Thursday. They're going to be doing the skills competition, which if you never saw this years ago, they used to do it, where they have them like punting over farms and throwing it through. It's kind of like to see who's the best at doing like long throws. It's cool.
Okay.
And they added one thing into it. A dodgeball game.
Well, okay.
Good way to keep those injuries down.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Yeah. So that's coming up this weekend, which leads us our prognostications.
It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication. It's time for Freak Accident Implausible Prognostication.
Mickey, gonna make it really easy for you this week, okay?
Okay.
Our prognostication is no one's gonna watch the Pro Bowl.
And that was a freak accident implausible prognostication.
Not perfect, but it worked.
I'll go with it.
That will do it for another episode. I think we did better this time. I think we're getting better.
We're learning still.
It's getting there. That's the whole point. It's getting there.
Very slowly.
If you want to visit us, of course, there's always one place to go, afreakaccident.com. Click the connect button on the menu bar and you could get us on social media. Instagram, you can see the funny picture of Mickey bending her neck trying to talk on the mic. You could go on our Facebook, answer questions, see how the show always continues online.
It does.
It never ends, and you'll be able to continually follow us, see the neat things we do, and answer questions that we want. You could always email us. Get us those questions.
Yeah, send us questions. We need questions so we can annoy each other even more.
The girl and guy's perspective. You just email us freaks@afreakaccident.com. And then, of course, make sure to always get our episode delivered right to your place. You can just go to iTunes and subscribe, you know, and rate us. Because if you rate us, we can do cooler things, and cooler things means better things for you.
It does.
Subscribe, review on there, Google Play Music, anywhere podcasts are downloaded, that's where you could get us. And we have some neat stuffs. We've got some neat stuffs coming up this week. Next week, we have more of a girls and guys perspective. Email us those questions, freaks@afreakaccident.com. And also, 50 incredible annoying things people say when they find out what state you're from.
Oh, boy.
Oh, is this one going to be fun? But until then, and for Crisco, my name's Lazy E.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you
that some things in life are given.
Until there's a freak accident.
And to our detractors, you.
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production, all rights reserved. Thanks for listening.